The following program is pre-recorded to air at this time. Welcome to Lotus Radio's weekly public service show, In Depth. To have your nonprofit featured, email psa@lotusradio.com.
This morning on In Depth, I have the pleasure of speaking with Matt DeBray, the communications manager at the Truckee Meadows Parks Foundation. Matt, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So if you can start us off with telling us a little bit about the Truckee Meadows Parks Foundation.
Yeah, so Truckee Meadows Parks Foundation, we're a local nonprofit that focuses on advocacy, appreciation, awareness, and stewardship of the over 200 parks and trails in our area. So that's all the trails and parks that are located within Reno, Sparks, and Washoe County. We do a lot of really cool programs in the community. We work with kids in underserved schools to use parks to teach them STEM education. We have programs for the public that take them on free guided walks of several parks throughout the area. We do a trails challenge that helps people get outside and active and exploring our trails. So we're really work hard at getting people invested and knowledgeable about the amazing resources we have in our area for parks, trails, and open spaces.
Nice. And do you have programs all year round?
Yeah, we do. So throughout the year, we have several programs. Like I said, we work with schools with our student stewards programs where we go into underserved schools in the community and use citizen science projects and parks to kind of really give them a STEM-based education curriculum. So we work with schools for that. During the summer, spring and summer, we do our Discover Your Parks walks, which happen every Thursday. They're a free hour-long guided hike through some of the parks in our areas. We theme them every week, so it's a different theme every week. So you get to learn some about the history and biodiversity of the parks, along with, you know, some interesting facts that you might not know based on what our theme is that week. And then we've got our Trails Challenge program, which is a way to get outside and get involved. It's a self-guided, goal-driven program where you say, I'm going to hike this many miles in a year, and we give you the tools to do that. And at the end, you get some sweet prizes and swag from us for doing it. And oh, it's just that little extra motivator to get outside and explore. Always working with different areas of the community to get involved in different ways. We've helped with the creation of some parks. We've helped with local groups that have needed fundraising. We're the fiscal sponsor for the biggest little dog park downtown. So we try to stay involved in the community in every way we can.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know the Truckee Meadows Parks Foundation was involved with the little dog park in downtown. That's really great.
Yeah, it was a really cool project to be involved with, and it's cool to see where it's at now from where it began.
And if people want to find more information about the foundation, where can they go?
So they can visit our website, www.tmparksfoundation.org. That has all of our information on all our programs and how to get involved with us. We're also very active on social media, so we've got our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, so we're out here in the community and we're trying to make as much noise as we can.
Sounds great. So you have an event coming up on the 18th. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So on the 18th will be our first ever Carpe Diem carp fishing derby at the Rosewood Nature Study area off of Veterans in Pembroke. So it's going to be a really cool morning of getting out in the community, catching some fish and learning about the biodiversity of our wetlands at the Rosewood Nature Study area.
Thank you. If you're just joining us on In Depth, I am talking with Matt DeBray, the communications manager from the Truckee Meadows Parks Foundation. You can visit tmparksfoundation.org/fishing for more information and to sign up for the fishing derby. So if you can, tell me a little bit more about the fishing derby, how the sign-up process is like, what you need for that.
This is our first ever Carpe Diem fishing derby. It's a fishing derby where we're going to be catching a bunch of carp. Where the Rosewood Nature Study area is located, it's right off the Boyden Slough, and we've got these nice big ponds from when the area used to be a golf course, and they're full of carp. We've seen people out there fishing pretty much every weekend since we've been involved with the Rosewood Nature Study area. And we felt like it was a good way to get some community interest in the area and really find another touch point with the community to introduce them to what we're doing. So to register, you just go to our website and sign up. It is a free event, but we are requiring registration. And if you're over 12 years old, you're going to need a fishing license.
All right. And so requiring registration, is that to help preserve the area? What is the need for requiring that?
It's just to know how many people are out there. And then if you register, you're able to purchase a t-shirt and stuff like that. And so it's, you know, we want to be able to know who's coming, invite them to more of our programs, and, you know, just stay involved with the people who are meeting us for the first time.
All right. And then what's new about this event that you hope will motivate people to get involved?
So it's the first ever one. And we've been involved with the Rosewood Nature Study Area since its inception. So this year will actually be our second year of having the Rosewood Nature Study Area open. So this fishing derby is really going to kick off our next level of fundraising and improvements in the area. Over the past year, we were able to open up the trails to the public, do a lot of restoration work to the nature study area, remove a bunch of invasive weeds, improve trails, and really make it accessible for the public. So the hope is with this fishing derby to kick off the second round of fundraising and let people see what the possibilities are for the area and hopefully get them excited about what we're going to be doing out there in the future.
Okay, so this event is really going to help fundraise for the work that's being done on the Rosewood Nature Study area and help build it out. Is that correct?
Yeah, the area has been a restoration in progress for over a year. And we really want it to be another great open space for people to explore with trails. We're wanting to put an outdoor classroom out there, add a fishing dock. So all of these things aren't possible without community support. So we really want to get the community out there and really see what we're doing so they can come and support us.
Yeah. How do you see this event fits in with the mission and values of the foundation?
So one of our big things is stewardship and appreciation of our open spaces and green spaces. When we took over the Rosewood Nature Study area, it was covered in invasive weeds. There was a lot of things that needed to be cleaned up and cleared out. And it really is an integral part to the wetlands and watershed of the Truckee Meadows. So being out there and showing people what the kinds of improvements we can make to these wetlands are, showing them the benefits of keeping them clean and healthy, it really fits with what we're aiming to do, which is just make a more accessible, more healthier, more exciting outdoor spaces for the people of the area.
Yeah, it sounds really great. Well, if you're just joining us on InDepth, I'm talking with Matt DeBray, the communications manager from the Truckee Meadows Parks Foundation. You can visit tmparksfoundation.org/fishing for more information and to sign up for the fishing derby. So can you tell me about some of the activities that people will participate in at the event? What's going to be available there for them to do?
So in addition to the fishing, which is going to be the main part of it, we're going to have a couple of activities for your families. We'll have our Kids Zone sponsored by Desert Wind Homes, and we'll have our red carpet photo booth sponsored by Growing Smiles Pediatric Dentistry. And then we'll also have some of our own programs going on. We'll have our Junior Naturalist program will be out there, which is a program that takes our curriculum that we use when we go into schools and brings it out into parks for everyone, not just school children. So we'll have that going on. Other things that will be going on that are directly related to the derby, we'll have a barbecue lunch that people can purchase if they're interested. And then we'll have a raffle going on with a lot of things donated from around town. So some really cool prizes for those who are interested in supporting us through our raffle. We'll also have trophies for the those who win the fishing derby. So there's a lot of really cool things that are going to be happening that day. We're all excited. It's going to be a day that's crazy for us, but hopefully a ton of fun for everyone who comes out and enjoys it.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll be really fun. So if you can, tell me a little bit about the name Carpe Diem for the Fishing Derby. I saw there was something about invasive species, right? That's being worked on in the area, like you're helping to remove.
The name is... It just kind of play on the seize the day, and we're calling it seize the carp. But for the biodiversity of the wetland, we want to make sure that it's kind of in balance and there's not an invasive species that are taking over anything. And carp are one of those invasive species. So this is a really good opportunity to educate people on what invasive species are out there and why the effect that they have on the wetlands and stuff. And so we'll be able to really show people the impact that carp are having on the biodiversity in the area and what they can do to improve that.
Yeah, it's a really fun, clever name. And I think it'll definitely get people thinking about, you know, that event and, you know, what some of that is about and how all that money is going to help preserve the area and really put that work in to really restore it as well.
Yeah, it should be super exciting. And you know, any chance to show people what their green spaces and open spaces are worth to them is a great time for us. We've been working really hard at the restoration on the Rosewood Nature Study area, and it's kind of another kind of a kickoff into our second phase of this project and being able to show people it's like, here's where we started, here's where we're at, and here's where we're going to go. I think we're going to be able to get a lot of people in the community very excited about what we're doing out there.
Yeah, it's great to see this area is going to start being open to the public and people are really going to start being able to enjoy the area and see all the effort that's been putting into the Rosewood Nature Study area. So what are some ways people can support the foundation and the work that's being done in this area?
One of the biggest things that I tell people if they want to know how to support us, first thing you can do, just go out and explore your parks. Get that base appreciation for what you want to do and the parks in your local neighborhood and local area. So get out there, explore. And we offer a ton of resources. We have on our website a thing that we call the Parks Project, and it's a directory of all the parks in our area. There's so many on there. And so it gives a little tour of the history of the park, the amenities you can find at the park, and where it's located. And after that, I mean, we're always looking for people to come out and support us at our programs. So come to our Discover Your Parks walk, sign up for the Trails Challenge, and just find out how to stay involved with us. And during the Derby, we'll be taking donations. We'll be doing the raffle. And, you know, supporting us through that is another great way to get involved and stay involved with us.
Is there anything else that you want to add or final note to our listeners?
We're just excited to have people coming out. It's going to be a really fun day. We want to see a bunch of people out there with their families, having a good time, catching fish, and really learning about what we're doing. We are excited for everyone who's coming up. And if people haven't registered, I really just encourage them to sign up today and come join us on the 18th.
So the event will be Saturday, June 18th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m.?
Yes. Sign in. We'll start about 7:30. And the actual fishing will start at 8 and end at noon. And then people can stick around to see if they won. And just we'll have our raffle as soon as we announce the winners of the fishing derby. Nice way to spend your morning. And then you can spend your afternoon exploring our trails out there.
Thank you. Well, I've been talking with Matt DeBray, the communications manager from the Truckee Meadows Parks Foundation. You can visit tmparksfoundation.org/fishing for more information and to sign up for the Fishing Derby this Friday. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Matt.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Your nonprofit organization could be on this show. Email psa@lotusradio.com.
This morning on In Depth, I have the pleasure of speaking with Stephen Myers, the executive director of the Nevada Gay Men's Chorus. Stephen, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So can you start us off telling us a little bit about the chorus?
Sure. The Nevada Gay Men's Chorus was founded in September of 2010. Originally, it had 16 members, and we've grown to be about 35 to 40 members. People flow in and out. And so far, we've performed about 30 concerts, and we're just coming up on the finale of our 12th season.
Wow, 12 seasons.
12 seasons of a lot of fun.
And then can you tell us a little bit about some of the initiatives, values of the organization, programs?
Sure. Well, first off, we're one of the onstage faces of the LGBTQ community and therefore trying to put our best face forward. Our programs are designed to foster a community vibrant with cultural diversity and social equality. We strive to enrich, enlighten, and entertain our audiences through the power and the artistry of music.
And if people want to find more information, where can they go?
They can go to our website, which is nevadagmc.org. That's Nevada all spelled out. They can also follow us on Facebook, where we post a lot of information, on Instagram, Twitter, and we also have our own YouTube channel, Nevada Gay Men's Chorus, where they can find information about us and watch some of our past performances.
You have an event coming up this Friday on June 10th. Can you tell me about that event?
Our June 10th concert is the finale of our 12th season. It's our annual spring concert. It's called A New World Breaking Free, which will be on Friday, June 10th at 7:30 p.m. at Nightingale Concert Hall on the UNR campus.
Where can people buy tickets and find more information about the event?
Information about the event is located on our website. There are also two ticket buttons, one to purchase live concert performance tickets, and then also to purchase streaming concert tickets. Ever since the pandemic, we started streaming our concerts so that those who don't feel comfortable still going out in public can watch from home.
And how does this event fit in with what the Nevada Gay Men's Chorus is already doing?
That's a good question. You know, we're always about fostering peace and love and equality. This particular concert, as we come out of the pandemic and the world reinvents itself, it's really important that the arts are present so that we can foster peace and the universal message that we are all connected one to another. So it's really important that we get that message out there. And I believe that the arts can help heal some of the fractures in our world right now.
What is the motivation behind creating this event? And if you can tell me a little bit behind the event name.
Sure. Well, the event is called A New World Breaking Free. And it's the whole theme of this concert was us coming out of this pandemic into the new, like, as I said, metamorphosis of the world and how we're reinventing ourselves. And so the whole concert focuses on love and joy and brotherhood and connecting with one another. So it's a really important message.
And what's new about this event that you hope will motivate the community to come and attend?
First, our artistic director has decided to take a sabbatical, so we have the pleasure of having a guest musical director named Dominic Gonzalez stepping in. He's an absolute delight to work with, a very young, talented man. He stepped into some pretty big shoes, and he's done a really excellent job. He's a doctoral student at the University of Nevada, Reno, in both choral conducting and piano. So super talented.
Yeah, it sounds like a really great collaborative moment there.
It has. It's been a learning experience for him to work with a community chorus, and it's been a learning experience for me also to work with a new guest director. So it's been hand in hand, and we've done a great job.
Yeah, and it's great to see being able to work with a director from UNR and seeing that the event is being hosted on the UNR campus as well and really getting to combine those efforts.
It's very exciting. For about 12 years, we performed at Trinity Episcopal Cathedral. And so just this last holiday concert and now this concert will be on that big Nightingale stage. So it's a new venue for us. We can add some technical stuff and some special effects and some surprises for the audience that I really don't want to let out yet. But
so with the upcoming concert, you're going to have an opening act, right?
We are. For the first time, we are going to have an opening act, and it's members of the Never Too Late Barbershop Quartet. And they're going to perform a few pieces at the beginning of our show. Two of the four members of the quartet are actually vocalists from our chorus, and they recently qualified to compete in the International Barbershop Competition, and we are really happy to help support them. What's new for us is we have the lovely and talented Mig O'Hara as our guest MC for the evening. That's also new and it's going to be really exciting.
Tell me a little bit about the preparation for this event. What are some things that you or the chorus are looking forward to with the concert?
So once we settled on the theme, selecting the music and the programming for this show was a blast. There's a lot of solo opportunities in this production, which gave the chorus members an opportunity to not only audition, but then to have a spotlight and to shine. Of course, the chorus loves the comedy numbers, and then they love the fact that we bring in live musicians and we have dancers. And then I always provide snacks at rehearsals, so who doesn't love food?
I'm wondering if you can tell me some specific details about the program, how many songs that are expected to be in the program, if there are any special appearances or anything like that.
Absolutely. So typically our concerts have a first and second act. We do about 8 or 9 numbers in each of the two acts, so about 18 to 20 songs. It's kind of a long concert, a lot of music for the chorus to learn. Sometimes they look at me like I have 3 heads, but it all works out. We do 2 major concerts a year, and then we do special performances when we're asked. We do a yearly appearance at Northern Nevada Pride. We typically sing the national anthem, which we've also done at the ACES Games. And, of course, when anybody will ask us to, so ask away. We have a couple of really fun things coming up. On June 5th, we are making a special guest appearance with the Reno Wind Symphony at their concert, which will be at Bartley Ranch Amphitheater, which is called Abbey Road, Music of the Beatles. And then we're really honored to have been asked to do a special performance at Art Town with the very talented Eric Henry Anderson, and that will be on July the 22nd starting at 5:30 as part of Art Town's Fridays on the River.
Yes, and you mentioned earlier that the upcoming concert for this Friday, people will have the option of buying tickets to attend in person or to live stream. Will this upcoming concert be a return in person?
This is actually our second live concert since the pandemic. During the pandemic, of course, we canceled our first concert. And then to kind of give back to the community, we did 2 filmed concerts with those chorus members that were comfortable rehearsing socially distanced, wearing special singer's masks. So we met about 10 feet apart apiece. And then filmed 2 concerts, which we put up for free on our YouTube channel to try and give back to the community during the pandemic. So, yes, nice to be live. This is our second live concert.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. And it really sounds like this upcoming concert will also kick off some of your future performances going into the summer and performing for Art Town as well.
It will. It's really a gear up for us right now, and we're busier than ever, so I'm beyond happy.
Yeah. Are there any other opportunities that the chorus is hoping to get into? You mentioned Art Town was one of them.
This will be our first actual Art Town performance. We love to sing at Christmas parties. We love to sing wherever we can sing, and we're available to come as a small group or a large group. So I'm hoping to get us out there performing more in the community. If you want to become a member of the chorus, there are a few ways to do that. You can join us as a singing member, because we're always accepting new members. You can join our 5th section of volunteers, help us at events, and volunteer your time. Or you can make a financial donation to the organization to keep us singing.
And what are some ways that people can support the organization besides joining and volunteering?
They can help talk about our events. They can, of course, like us on Facebook and share that with their friends. The more information that we can get out there about the chorus, the better. You know, we're going into our 13th season, and I still hear people say, oh, I didn't know that Reno had a gay men's chorus. Hi, we're here.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add, last note to our listeners?
I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to do this interview with you, and I hope that you will attend our June 10th concert.
And once again, the concert will be Friday, June 10th at 7:30 in the Nightingale Concert Hall on the UNR campus. The show is called A New World Breaking Free. I have been speaking with Stephen Myers, the executive director of the Nevada Gay Men's Chorus. Stephen, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to In Depth. To have your nonprofit organization featured, please email psa@lotusradio.com.